Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For at least the last 20 years and more, we have been invited by movies and television, by books and other popular culture things to enter into the adventures of young wizards as they struggle against he who must not be named, to enter Middle Earth and join with the Fellowship as they journey through Mordor and beyond. We have been also swept off to Westeros and all of the battles and the intrigues around the Iron Throne. And then we've also been thrust into a universe of superheroes and other mighty and fabulous ones who are struggling to save the world. As Christians, we have always been encouraged to gather regularly in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And today, we are especially encouraged to recall Christ as our King. But the gospel story today is not in the throne room in King's Landing, and it's not on the Citadel of Gondor. We are not in the secret lair of some superhero or in the halls of Hogwarts. We are at the foot of the cross, and we are encouraged to celebrate Christ is our King from there. It seems so strange that this is where we, the church, has seen Christ lifted up as our King. You see, on the cross, the world was trying to throw Jesus out. The leaders and the rulers, the soldiers and the crowds were all dismissive and demeaning. They were mocking and teasing. And all of them knew that by the end of the weekend, no one would remember or think about Jesus ever again. Even one of the criminals being executed with him was mocking him and jeering him, hoping to work Jesus up and to saving himself along with the two of them. This is where we are asked to see Jesus Christ as our King. And it is in this moment, at this place, that Jesus steps fully into the fruition of his ministry. This is where Jesus becomes all of those powerful descriptions that Paul uses for him. It is here on the cross. Now, maybe not exclusively here, but definitely here on the cross, that Jesus shows that in him the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. You see, the depth of love that Jesus shows here on the cross shows us the depth of God's love for us and all creation. Here in Jesus, we know God's love fully and completely, and it is here on the cross that God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things. As Jesus hangs, dying on this cross, his words of forgiveness is that reconciliation between us and God. Those words of forgiveness repairs our broken relationship with God. It redeems us from our sinfulness, and it saves us from ourselves as well as the devil and the world. It is for our reconciliation. It is for this forgiveness that Jesus came to earth to become one of us. Jesus came so that he might save us and not himself. In the moments of his execution and death, Jesus does so much for our salvation, but it's all sort of a prequel. It's all sort of a setup for Sunday when Jesus truly shows himself as the firstborn of the dead, as the one in whom all things in heaven and earth were created, because it is our risen Lord, who is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn of creation, the one before all things. And so Christ is our King, the King of the world, the King of creation, the King of sinners, as well as the King of saints. All of these things come through the strength of God's love, the endurance and patience of Christ in that love. And it comes from the joy and gratitude God shows to Jesus as Jesus lives the grace and peace, the love and care that God has for all creation. The beauty is, the good news is, that Jesus shares these gifts with us so that we can continue building God's kingdom and welcoming more and more people into the communion of saints. At this table and at this font, in this gathering, at our homes and at work, at school and the store, wherever we are, the love of God in Christ Jesus, our King, comes to us. It comes to us with that same strength and endurance we need. It comes with the patience that we need. It comes with the joy that we can share and the gratitude that we can live, so that this kingdom in which we live grows and God's light shines into all the dark corners with love and peace. But none of this comes easy. You see, in that fantasy world of wizards and heroes, someone always finds the strength and then defeats the enemy. What we celebrate today is not the flick of a wand. It's not a sword reforged. It's not discovering dragons or making a suit of iron that will power us and make our salvation real somehow. Today, we celebrate the vulnerability of God's love in Jesus Christ. And it doesn't come easy. Jesus isn't magic and he's not a superhero. Our salvation cost Jesus his life. His coronation as our king is upon the device of ultimate torture for the Roman Empire. Yes, Jesus' life and teaching is a wonderful thing for us. And all of that moves us towards this moment in the gospel today, as Jesus dies for us in love. That is the moment of our salvation. Now, the remainder of his life stands for us as examples of how it is that we can live and serve, that we can care and help, how we can assist the world around us. And so now, we get to get busy as God's children and as subjects of Christ our King. And so today, we give thanks. We give thanks to Christ our King for the life he lived as an example. We give thanks to Christ our King for his suffering and death, lovingly and willingly endured for our salvation. We give thanks to Christ the King for his resurrection and our new life in him through the love that comes only from God. We give thanks for the world around us and all of the opportunities it affords us every day. We give thanks for family and close friends who love us back and encourage our living in faith. We give thanks for the strangers and neighbors around us who challenge us to follow Jesus, to follow Christ our King into his kingdom of love and service, of care and hope. We give thanks for the food and clothing, home and family, daily work, and all that we need. We give thanks for the communion of saints all around us, helping us, working with us, standing beside us. We give thanks for the forgiveness, life, and salvation, the redemption and sanctification that free our lives for the sake of our neighbors and the world. Christ is our King. Jesus died to save us. Then Jesus rose so that God's love is ours always. That is what we celebrate, and that is for what we give thanks. What a day. Amen.